If anyone can hear me, no need to be alarmed. My name is Alex Danny, and I'm not in any harm. I do these weekly broadcasts hoping that they ease your strife. We're all in this together in this lonely island life. We're all in this together in this lonely island life. I shipwrecked on this island so many years ago. It's filled with talking animals, and now I call it home. I'll wait on being rescued while the world gets back in stride. We're all in this together in this lonely island life. We're all in this together in this lonely island life. Welcome to Island Life with Alex Denny. It's my broadcast from an island of talking animals where I have been shipwrecked for a little over 8 years now. And it's become more and more of my home. Not my physical home, my house, my hut got blown up a couple weeks ago, and so I moved out onto my boat, which I had rebuilt a while ago. And you might say to yourself, Alex, why are you still on this island if you have a ship? And the easy answer is I'm not a very good shipsman. That's how I got here in the first place. So tides around the island, pretty crazy, have not been able to leave. And at this point, I've kind of taken a break on trying to leave because, you know, of course, it's a kind of scary time in the world outside the island. So I've been staying put here on the island. That does not, of course, prevent me from doing my broadcast, though, and sharing my experiences here with all of you guys. Like what happened last week, you know, I had my friends Yamo the hyena and Olivia the owl. And we helped pacify a big group of angry crabs who were attacking the hyenas on the island. We brought a father and son crab together, and we ate some mushrooms, and it was a good time. And so things, you know, since the island, what does that mean? Ooh, a firefly. Oh, guys, I've been distracted from my stuttering by, it's firefly time. It's a little darker. Starting this a little later than normal. So I guess the sun's already starting to go down. It's just that time when the fireflies are out. What's up, guys?
Oh, hey, Alex.
Ouch!
Oh, wait. Is somebody here on the boat with me?
My God, Alex, you stepped on my tail.
Oh, I'm so sorry, Rita. I didn't see you there. I didn't mean to step on you. Are you all right?
I'm all right, but I was trying to look at the fireflies and... I'm fine.
Man, I didn't mean to ruin your firefly experience. It is beautiful. I'm from the southern states in America, and we had fireflies there. It was always really fun growing up. I never was one of the guys who liked to catch them in jars. People would catch them in jars, and I always thought that was really mean because then they would just die in the jar. And that's not nice.
Yeah, that is really mean. We did not have fireflies in New Jersey, but... this is a nice boat, so I thought I'd get on the boat and look at the fireflies and eat any crumbs you leave laying around.
That's so, fine with me. Waste not, want not, I guess, if that is an appropriate saying for this situation. Do you find my boat kind of homey? I mean, I know you came over here on a boat yourself. You're a little bit of a seafaring rat, even if you're... out of New Jersey.
The big city. I think it's homey. I mean, I climbed upon a garbage barge, so this is really nice.
Before oh, thank
I,
you.
You know, and then I wound up on a paper plate with my lover, I thought, but I was by myself. Here I am on this island. This boat is like a yacht for me.
Oh, wow, a yacht.
Size-wise.
That's my little... ramshackle boat, a yacht, man, that makes me feel good if that's how you feel about it. Thank you, Rita.
Yeah,
what
it's amazing.
What have you been up to lately?
Not a lot. I've been trying to, you know, stay out of trouble.
Trying to stay out of trouble?
Yeah, I can't say too much, but I've been trying to get in the business, you know, here on the island.
the business.
Yeah. I thought that there was only the underground rat mafia Jersey, but turns out there's a lot going on here on the island.
That's what I thought you were talking about.
Yeah, I can't say too much, but during the quarantine, I just got so bored. And now that we can mingle a little bit, I thought I'd dabble in the business and just see what happens.
Well, don't. I mean, look, law on the island is complicated and a mix of island law and bureaucracy. And I would just say I don't support anything illegal. And also, maybe watch out because our Firefly friends, you know, they have yours too.
Oh, I didn't even think of that. Maybe they're like undercover or something.
Yeah, I heard that. Well, she's talking about the business.
Oh my gosh. Do you have a jaw?
I don't think I can let you imprison a talking firefly with one of my jars, Reed. I think you're going to have to find one of your own if that's what you want to do. You're going to be involved in your business. We're friends, but I don't know if I want to get involved in that kind of business.
Well, they probably don't make wires that small, and it's their word against mine. So just keep floating around and lighting up. Your little fireflies.
Blink, blink.
Oh, yeah, whatever.
Man. I wonder, anybody listening where you're at, do you have fireflies where you live? They're not over. I don't know how far they. Do you know how far fireflies go, Rita? I don't...
Hello?
Oh, hello!
Hello?
What is this? Is this part of the radio I bought? Is this like a emergency thing?
Like a special feature?
Yeah, they bought this emergency radio for like earthquakes and stuff.
Oh, cool. Well, I'm kind of broadcasting on an emergency radio myself. My name's Alex Denny. I'm broadcasting from an island of talking animals. Who am I speaking to?
My name is Lauren.
Hi, Lauren.
I'm sorry, you're broadcasting from an island of talking animals.
Yep.
So this isn't part of the, this isn't like an extra paid on feature like Life Alerts.
Well, I don't know. I can't say for sure. It sure would be odd if it was a paid feature that people could connect to my talking animal broadcast through this radio you brought. Maybe though, I don't know how technology's moving on the mainland.
I mean, I bought it online because they said you're supposed to have an earthquake kit, and so it's got a little solar panel on it, and you can charge your phone. So I mean,
that all sounds great. I don't have a phone out here. I can't charge anything on my radio, so it sounds like you got even better radio than mine, maybe, in some ways.
I guess this is one of the extra features. I mean, companionship would be nice during an earthquake, which will happen at some point.
I hope not. You're someplace where they get earthquakes often?
Yeah, I'm in Los Angeles right now.
Oh, cool. That's where I was trying to go before I got shipwrecked on this island.
Oh.
Yeah.
I'm sorry you didn't get here.
Oh, well, maybe I'll get there one day. What do you do out there in Los Angeles?
Oh, what don't I do? I'm a social media person. I do research. A lot of side hustles. It's a lot of stuff.
Mm-hmm.
You can't have just one job. I know what you mean by side hustle. Trust me, honey.
Who's that?
Oh, sorry. I didn't introduce my friend. Oh, looks like I have another friend over here.
Oh, Randy.
Randy, how you doing?
Hello? Is this New Zealand? Is this New Zealand?
No, this is the island of talking animals.
Oh, darn. I've been swimming in the Pacific for over 4 months now and thought I was on my way to New Zealand.
Yeah, Randy, we know. We thought you had left and that's why we're so surprised to see you, that you just...
Oh, let me take my goggles off.
You must have...
Oh, it's you, Alex.
Yeah, how's it going, Randy? I'm sorry, I need to introduce everybody so that Lauren knows who I'm talking to. Lauren, well, I've got Rita the Rat. She's here on my boat with me.
Hi, darling.
And then just swam up to the boat, we got Randy the Rhinoceros here.
That's right.
And we got a rhino on a boat?
Well,
I just got my front paws on it right now. You know, I don't want to capsize.
Yeah, the way you kind of lounge on a boat from the water, you know, or like a poolside. That's kind of what he's doing. It's just tilting the boat a little bit.
It looks cool. It looks like it belongs in like a beer commercial.
Yeah. Yeah, we're a bunch of cool guys drinking beer. Guys and gals and non-binary pals, all of us.
What a drag. I've been swimming for so long and I'm back on the island?
I know just how you feel, Randy. I haven't been able to leave either.
This darn horn. I can't see around it.
I'm sorry you have troubles with your horn, Randy. I think it's a beautiful part of your face.
Yeah? Yeah. Yeah? You go through life with only peripheral vision, and you tell me that it's nice.
Fair enough. I'm not going to try to tell you.
And I don't want to go through this again, but you know how many people are hunting me for this horn?
Oh, that's not okay.
I mean, I was going to say, Randy, that if you want me to take it off your hands, I've heard that worth a lot of money.
They are, but without it, I don't feel like a real rhino.
Oh, well, I respect that, and I think you'll look great with it.
Well, thank you. Great. It is a bit of a blessing and a curse, and I'm currently in therapy. Sometimes it's my best friend, and sometimes it's my worst enemy, and so many issues. My parents had issues with their horns. I think it's just been passed
down. I think it's probably pretty common.
Yeah, there's not a rhino that I know that feels confident in their body image.
You're always like, is a lot of big enough? Is it too big?
Is it too shiny? Am I trying
too hard? Is it shaped weird?
Do I have stuff caught on it? Do you know what I mean? Mm-hmm. Like, even a simple banana leaf can sometimes take over a week to shake
then
off.
You just can't see anything because you got a banana leaf.
It's even worse.
Well, I hope you're able to find peace with your horn, Randy, because I can understand. It's tough not to like our bodies.
I didn't want it to get this personal this quickly, but thank you.
Lauren, do you have any advice for Randy?
I mean, it's only going to be, you know, the same thing everyone else says, which is, you know, do as I say, not as I do, because it's so hard to love yourself and love your body. I'm extremely short, like, which can be adorable, but, like, at the same time, like, I want to be able to reach things that I can flag someone down. It's frustrating.
Well, it's funny because I have, like, the opposite problem. I'm pretty tall and, like, lanky for a human myself, and it means I've got back problems because I got like a long torso. It's not the first time I mentioned the length of my torso on my podcast, but yeah, like it is that kind of thing where it's like part of why I chose to sail myself from Hawaii to California rather than fly is because I hate flying because it's so uncomfortable for a tall person like me.
Oh man, flying is my jam. Like I'm like, it's like a lap of luxury. I've never had more leg room.
Well, I feel like in a way you and Rita maybe have this in common because you're both, you know, Rita's a rat, so she's pretty small compared to most animals. And Lauren, if you're, you know, shorter than average for a human, you got kind of something in common.
Yeah. Try being like 4 inches tall with a long hairless pink tail. Awful.
I don't know. It kind of sounds pretty great. You know, you got to take what you got, and it sounds like you can like hide and sneak around, and you seem like you haven't figured out.
I mean, the hiding and sneaking around is very helpful, but my tail looks like a worm or something.
I bet.
Yeah, at least you don't wear it on your face.
Oh, Randy.
Sorry.
Oh man, we're all feeling bad about our bodies. Maybe we should take a short break. We'll collect ourselves and maybe see if we can't come to figure out how to, I don't know, figure something out. Let's take a break.
Yeah.
Okay. I need to do a couple of mantras to calm myself down.
Exactly. I think there can be a lot of pressure when we're doing the broadcast, you know. We'll take a break. We'll go off air for a moment. And, you fireflies, stick around too.
This is a broadcast?
We're not going anywhere.
Yeah. Oh, yeah, yeah. I'm doing my broadcast, but it comes out as a podcast on the mainland, like around the rest of the world, you know. I hope you don't mind.
We'll know my issues.
Oh, yeah. I guess I didn't.
Oh, I wish I had known that. I wouldn't have spoken so freely.
Oh, buddy. No, here, we'll talk about it. We'll talk about it for off air. This is why we need to take a break. I'm glad I called for a break. We'll be right back, anybody who's listening.
Welcome, Larva and Giant Kin, to the Monster Smash League. I'm Batboy, and along with my co-host Typhon, Greek father of all monsters, we'll be your guides on a bizarre and imaginative tour through the world of folklore, mythology, urban legend, and beyond. Have you ever wondered who would win in a fight between Bigfoot and the Minotaur? Or a Wendigo taking on Krampus? All of these things are possible in the Monster Smash League. We'll break down each combatant's unique strengths and weaknesses as portrayed in the stories and legends that birthed them. And then the carnage ensues. Ty and I call the action until one horror emerges victorious. So tune in for new episodes on Spotify, Apple Podcasts, Google Podcasts, and most other podcasting platforms, and follow us on Twitter at League_Monster. See you in the arena.
All right, we're back. Spoke to Randy. Randy, we're cool, right?
Yeah, we are. And thank you for that hug.
Absolutely.
That was what helped the most.
Absolutely. There's so much Randy to hug.
There's 7,000 pounds of me.
Oh, my goodness.
I'm big even for a rhino.
Mm-hmm. And I think it's awesome. You're just like pure muscle, man. It's all that swimmer. You got that swimmer's body.
Yeah.
Yeah. I've never heard of a rhino who could swim.
None of us rhinos thought we could. We all thought that we are only good for rampaging. And well, that was it. That's all we thought we were good for, was destroying things. And then just by accident, someone suggested, hey, beach day? And we said, yep. And we all just slowly walked to the beach, and watching rhinos go into the ocean is funny. But I finally went in. The breaststroke came naturally to me. And when they saw me swimming so freely, they all joined me. Most of them then perished in a wave. Not all of them were as strong a swimmer as me, but it was still a big day.
Yeah, I'm sorry again for the loss of your rhino brothers.
But oh, it was in the pursuit of science.
That is the silver lining. Now you know that you need to be more careful. Well, because, I mean, you did become a swim instructor after that, and now you're a part of helping other animals to swim safely. Like, you figured out how to do it. Well, it was a natural talent you didn't know you had. And then you said, I'm going to share this with others. And
We've opened up the world of lifeguarding to almost every species of animal on the planet. I must say, some are much better than others. I watched a team of butterfly lifeguards basically helplessly flutter while a man drowned. That was horrible to watch. Mm. But we don't ever have
a lot of butterflies.
You need a lot, and so we don't let them serve alone anymore.
Yeah.
Mm. Oh, my God, Alex. This cheese is just scrumptious. Thank you so much, Alex. Now, Randy, you look like you could be a boss of something. I mean, you're big, you're muscular, you know how to swim.
Well,
I think you should like run your own business or something.
Like a food delivery service or
whatever you want to call it. Wink, wink.
I think I get the secret nature of your message.
Yeah. I mean, I think you'd be a great boss. I think you could, you know, throw some people into other businesses.
Are you trying to get Randy to be your enforcer?
What?
He got quite the underground life going on in this island.
I mean, I see dominance when I see it. I know it when I see it. And I think he'd be really good at, you know.
Randy, what are your thoughts on violence?
Oh, you know, weighing 7,000 pounds, I must admit, I've used it to my benefit in the past. Mm-hmm. But I always feel a little empty afterwards.
Mm.
Like there might have been a better solution. I haven't found it yet, because nothing is quite as convincing as 7,000 pounds of making a point. Do you know what I mean?
Maybe. I find that your enemies shouldn't know that they're your enemy. They should think that you're friends. Like, if you're gonna like have an underground, you know, mafia type situation. I feel like it should be surreptitious and sneaky.
Very smart. Very smart. Now, you sound like you know what you're talking about. What kind of work are you in?
Are you involved in the mafia in Los Angeles, Lauren?
It's not the mafia. I do research projects on people, and I can find out quite a bit of things if I need to. But the key to being a good, you know, I'm going to say, you know, enforcer or, you know, person who finds things out is don't tip your hand. Oh. I mean, maybe you want someone who, like, stomps on things, and but you want that as a distraction from the fact that you are making friends with the people you're trying to trick.
Wow.
Maybe. Now, this is, I'm spitballing here, but I'm kind of feeling like, okay, Randy, you obviously... You have your talents, you have your natural just size and intimidation factor, but you're also a very friendly guy, and you don't want to be violent, but you're not afraid to. And, you know, maybe.
I think basically it's the dichotomy of life, you know, the constant battle between good and evil, and that wages within our own very brains and hearts and souls. And sometimes it feels very satisfying to let the evil side win, if you will.
The evil side.
I know what you're talking about.
I feel like what people call evil law is just opportunistic. If you see an opportunity to, you know, make yourself some money, as long as you're not actively hurting other people, which I don't think you shouldn't do, just take advantage of it. You know, the world offers many opportunities for you to achieve things. The people who fail are the ones who tell everyone about it and brag. It's like the end of a Bond movie or a Disney movie where they're like, here's all the evil things I did. Why would you tell them that?
Exactly. Oh my God. I love this girl, Alex. You got to keep her on.
Oh, I would love to. Unfortunately, I mean, you know, Rita and the Lauren, my batteries only last so long. I probably only have maybe, 5 or 10 minutes at the most. So hopefully we get to enjoy the time. That's part of the duality of life. You got to enjoy the time you have. You know, you may not always have all the time you want, but you got to try to enjoy the time you have. And I was just thinking, this duality we're talking about, that's kind of like you with your horn as well, Randy. Mm-hmm. You know, like you, it's something that you both... you love, but you kind of hate to, and we're trying to find.
I'm trying to find peace in that thought. It identifies me. It is my logo, if you will. And I need to somehow feel comfortable within myself about it. Blink, blink. I may get a tattoo
horn.
On it.
We love your horn.
What? Oh, dear. You're just saying that. Oh.
Blink, blink. No, we think it, could we? Could we land on it? Can we land on your horn? Can we land
Please
on your horn?
Please do, Mr. Bullfinch.
Oh, fireflies, fireflies.
Oh, yeah. Oh,
blink, blink. Oh, blink, blink, blink. Oh, my goodness.
The flame tickles.
You're, Randy, you've got fireflies completely covering your horn.
I am hovering.
Whoa, Randy. We thought the butterflies couldn't do it, Helmet, but the fireflies apparently could. Bleep, bleep.
Oh, voila.
Yeah, we, you know, if your nose shines, then you can fly. Bleep, 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 bleep. Oh my, Randy.
My God, look at the light shining from my nose.
Bleep, bleep, you just have to believe in yourself. Bleep, bleep.
I believe in myself.
Oh
Go,
my
Randy.
God. Randy.
Did they take him?
Bleep, bleep. We live a very short time. We will not be able to do this forever. This is only temporary. This is us fulfilling our own purpose in life. Thank you, Randy, for helping us make you be able to fly for just this one time.
Thank you. I can see the entire island. It's huge. With all different bays and points and ethnicities. Oh, my God.
Oh.
You look so tiny from down here.
Don't drop him, you guys.
Oh.
Oh. Oh. Whoa. Big wave. Big wave. boat's tilted back and forth. Rita, hold on.
Alex, are you okay?
Oh, I think we're going to be okay. But man, when a rhino gets dropped from very high in the air, you, Randy, are you all right out there?
Oh my God.
Randy is such a strong swimmer.
This has been the most amazing day of my life.
Wow.
I swam up to these shores a loser. And now I'm a winner.
I think you were a winner the whole time, Randy.
Oh, thank you. Thank you.
I feel like what we're finding out here is that people who are very small want to be seen as very strong, and people who are really big want... I'm so sorry if you could hear that. There's so much honking outside.
Those LA sounds.
We don't
get them here on the island, but when
when
we're connected to someone on the radio from LA, you never know what kind of sounds you're going to hear outside.
I was just going to say, I feel like people who are very small want to be seen as strong. People who are very big want to be seen as gentle. I think Randy got an opportunity to be big and gentle.
Yeah.
I have you to thank for it. Thank you all.
And I think in a way, like Rita and Randy working together, in a way that's like you're getting to use his strength, you know?
Yeah.
He can protect you from being stepped on.
Oh my God, you could be like my bodyguard.
That's right.
So you're doing good by helping me do my stuff.
And that way, if I have to do something violent, I'm doing it for a good reason.
There you go.
Exactly. Oh my God. This is amazing.
Well, I just love what we've discovered here today, you guys. And I'm really glad to have been a part of it.
Me too.
Lauren, it does seem like the battery seems to be getting low, but... I'm
sorry. I'll try to get you again another time. I don't know how this radio works. It seems like that was a very magical connection.
That's all right. I don't know how it works either. So hopefully we'll be able to connect again. But at the very least, I'm glad we met this time. And I hope things go well for you in Los Angeles. All the stuff you got going, your own hustle.
Yeah. And you too. Everyone stay safe and, you know, don't come back yet.
No, I'm gonna stay put here until things have quieted down elsewhere, at the very least. Until then, Rita, thanks for being here. Randy, thank you.
Thank you. And Rita, I will stand over you like this forever to protect you.
Oh my God, Randy, thank you so much. We are going to go so far together in business.
That's awesome. All right, you guys, well, play us out. It's time to go, the sun's setting down. The power in my radio is almost run out. So at least for now, I'm here to stay. Maybe I'll get rescued on another day. But we had some fun, we made new friends. And tomorrow is another chance to try again. Until then, we'll say goodbye. Thanks for hanging out with me on Island Life. Thanks for hanging out with me on Island Life. Thanks for hanging out with me on Island Life. Great episode, you guys. That was a lot of fun. The suggestion was brought to us by Stephen Rakitka, I think is how you say his name, Stephen Rakitka, and that was a suggestion of Firefly. Thank you so much for giving your suggestion. I've been putting out a call for suggestions the day before we do a recording session on our social media, so that's one reason to follow us. You can find us on Facebook and Twitter and Instagram at Island Life Pod. You can send us a message, questions, fan mail, anything like that at islandlifepod@gmail.com. You can support the show by visiting patreon.com/islandlifepod, and we'd really appreciate it if you left us a review. 5 stars would be an awesome number of stars, and said some kind words. Meanwhile, I've got some very talented people with me here. And first off, Mackenzie Lane, anything that you'd like the listeners to know or where they can find you if you'd like to be found?
Yeah, you can follow me at Kinsey Lane on Instagram. It's Kinsey with an S and Lane like the road, K-E-N-S-I-E-L-A-N-E. And I am in a sketch comedy group with Lauren, who's here, and you can follow us at Monarchy Sketch on Instagram, and we'll be posting some online content right now since we're not meeting in person.
Excellent. Yes, I've seen them perform. I love them. And their director, Sophia Lewis, who is also our director of our show that we did at Second City, Antisocialites Go Back to the Bunker, which is how Mackenzie and I met. And so it's all connected in mm-hmm. that beautiful Second City world. Lauren, please let us know anything you want us to know and where you can be found if you want to be found.
Yeah, I'm a comedy writer and performer. I'm also in The Monarchy, which is our sketch comedy group. You can find me on Twitter and Instagram at Lauren Schwein, S-C-H-W-E-I-N. Yeah, it's mostly where I spend my time saying weird things and trying to get attention.
As we all do. And lastly, but not leastly, Doug Moretzi, what do you want the people to know? Where can they find you if you want to be found?
If you want to get in touch with me, you can get in touch with me through my website at dougmoretzi.com. I don't really have a presence on Facebook, but you can try me there. Or if you're desperate, open your window, call my name. I'll be there.
Doug Moretzi. Oh, he's right here next to me. Doug, you're not supposed to be here. They were quarantining. Let's see. I'm Alex Denny. Best place to find me right now probably just be Instagram.com/TheAlexDenny. I do music. I act. I have a talking animal podcast. We've got cover art by the talented Maddie Schott. You can find them at MadZillaChilla on Instagram. Our sound editing is by Isaac Balachandran. Thank you all so much for hanging out with us on Island Life.